Hello, and welcome to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard. Thank you so much for joining us again. I'm going to have a conversation with Oren Schuster this morning, CEO of IM Cannabis. Offers government-licensed cannabis products from generic to GMP certified and pharmaceutical grade for both wholesale and retail clients. He's joining us to talk about the international medical cannabis industry, their product portfolio, and briefly talk about their proprietary technologies. Welcome to Health Professional Radio, Oren Schuster. Thank you for taking the time.
Hi. Thank you for inviting me, and I'm happy to be here today.
Give our listeners a bit of your professional background and talk about what led you to IM Cannabis.
I'm an entrepreneur for the last more than 20 years, and I started actually before 2000. I established my first software company, and what I've done is specialized in the healthcare IT. Back then, we started with medical records, and I built a few companies, and I managed them, and I was mainly in healthcare. I built a few companies, cardiology management systems, telemedicine, hardware, and software. And in 2010, someone approached me and said to me that he have a license to grow medical cannabis. Mm-hmm. And this is how I went into the industry in 2010, because of my background in healthcare technology.
Are you more involved in the information management with the business or in the cultivation?
So we started in the beginning, we started in Israel, and we supply directly to patients. So we collected a lot of data for many years about the indications, the strains, connection between them, and so on. And I think that this is where my background brought me some advantage, because I understood the importance of data. So from the beginning, we started to collect data. And I'm more in the business side, the strategy of the company. And luckily, I have excellent teams that can do all the ongoing operations.
Yes. Well, you say you supply directly to patients. Give us a little bit of insight into the international medical cannabis landscape.
So we started in Israel, and Israel started very early with that. I think it's actually one of the pioneers in the world. And I don't know if you know, but cannabis... in the early 60s, Israeli researchers have discovered the THC and the CBD. And since then, there is research going on in Israel. So Israel is very much about medical and science regarding cannabis. So you can see it clearly in any university, any hospital, you can find clinical studies and research about medical cannabis. And the market is... very medical by orientation. It has to be everything according to GMP standards. Everything is going through pharmacy. So the approach is very much like a medicine. We can see it very clearly. Israel is a unique market, because in Israel, Israel is a different country, and in Israel, the black market is more expensive than the medical market. Mm-hmm. The only place that I'm familiar with. And many implications to that. But if we're looking at the EU market, for example, it's very similar to the Israeli market. Everything is regulated it has to be according to the EU standards. So everything has to be EU GMP standard, like any other medicine. Very similar to the Israeli approach, and very different than what is happening in North America today. By the way, I think that once the FDA will come into the picture, I think that once the FDA will come into the picture, it will be more similar to the EU than the situation now.
Tell us a little bit about IMC's products. I understand that you have a variety of strains and oils that you're developing, and I also understand that you can match specific strains to a patient's health condition.
Yeah, so in Israel, because for many years we worked directly with patients and we supplied directly to patients, it was complete vertical integration. Because of the system in Israel. In Israel, for many years, the system was that any patient got a license with the license producer that is a supplier. So a patient knew that we are his suppliers, we got the license, we knew exactly who is he, what indication he has. We supplied to him on a monthly basis, so we knew the quantities, the strains. So we could have done a lot of with that. So because all the data that we collected and the surveys that we have done and so on, now we can match strains to indications, and it's very important. And I must say, it's not 100%, because at the end of the day, it's a plant, and you know, it's sometimes people with the same indication can react differently to the same strain.
So why is it so important for the patient's quality of life, even though different patients react differently to different strains or may act differently to the same strain? Why is it so important that you're able to match a patient's specific health condition with a specific strain?
Because if you look at the numbers, when you have 60% of the patients with something, it doesn't matter what is the indication, that reporting to that some strain is specifically good for them, it means a lot, because there can be a patient that will never try this strain because there is another strain that helps him, but not like a strain that he can take that will do him perfectly good. It can be, let's say, helping 50% instead of 100%. So this industry is very young. It's not a science yet. And if you look at the plant, you have more than 100 cannabinoids and many other terpenes and so on. So you have it's a complicated plant, and each of us is different. So we don't know exactly all the connections and the relations between the cannabinoids and the exact effect of each of the cannabinoids. The research is not there yet.
Tell us what's next on the horizon for IMC. Why should we be paying attention to your company now?
So IMC is an international company, one of the only companies in the world that have operations in Israel, actively operations in Israel, in Germany, and in Canada. Our main focus is the EU market, which is still in early stage. But no question that it's going to be a huge market, because it's about, if you're talking population-wise, it's about double the North America. And almost all of Europe is starting medical program. Now, medical is very different because of regulations and standards, so you need experience and know-how, and it takes time to gain it. IMC is well established in this market with a lot of experience and know-how, specifically about medical cannabis in highly regulated markets like Germany and Israel. So I think that anyone that is interested in cannabis and is looking for the potential growth of the EU market should have exposure to this market. And I think that IMC is the best way to do that.
Well, give us a website where our listeners can learn more about IMC.
So the website is imcannabis.com.
That's www.imcannabis.com. imcannabis.com. Oren Schuster, thank you so much for joining us here on the program.
Thank you, Neil. Thank you very much for inviting me. And have a great day.
You do the same. You've been listening to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard. Audio copies of this program are available at hpr.fm and healthprofessionalradio.com.au. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, listen in, download at SoundCloud, and be sure and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/healthprofessionalradio.